Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fackner.
Oh, Phil, it's so good to be back, isn't it?
Good to be back.
And listen, how long have you been out of the intensive care unit of the hospital?
Just about. I should have been in hospital, they tell me.
Well, now, good listeners, do you know that our loyal, loving and loved friend, Phil Fackner, has been in hospital with pneumonia?
Not in hospital.
Not in. Well, you should have been.
I know. That's how tough I am, though, Rick.
Well, you are tough.
Yeah.
Now it's a. I can hear you, even though you've got your mask on and everything.
I haven't got it on, but don't tell the producer that.
No, she would not be happy. So anyway, you're looking all right.
Thank you. I wish I could say the same, Rick.
I didn't know that you had to have a wheelchair if you've got pneumonia.
Eh? I've just been for a 10K jog, Rick. You just missed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, missed a couple of weeks of footy, Rick, so I was a week and a half crook as a dog. But anyway, that's all good. We're coming good now. Round 15, Rick, saw Freeling versus Barossa. 14 goals, 5 Freeling, 89. Barossa, 24-12.
Good close 1, game.
5-6. Well, it is a close game.
Relatively.
Dutchke, McDonald and Heinrich were best for Freeling. Casbolt, Mazone and Shillaby. Mazone, 6 goals. I bet Tanunda wish they had him in their side.
Well, they would. And I think we can almost say, because he missed a few games.
He did.
I think no Mazone, no Barossa.
Yeah, and Shillaby is 7 goals.
Yes. But I think they'll need Mazone for the finals.
Well, it looks like he's all fully fit. Not too sure what was wrong with him, but he was out for three or four weeks. Angaston and Central. Now, this is an interesting one. I actually was laying on my deathbed here, and I did actually tip Angaston at home. They were.
Was that the reason that both those sides wore black armbands?
Because I was on my deathbed.
Yeah.
Angaston, 11-12-78. Central, 7-12-54. Now, an interesting one, Rick, that we said that Summerton wasn't going to play all year, which I got some goss on that, but he's been back for the last few weeks, best on ground every week.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is that up until now, you would have, I think most of us would have picked Central to win that.
Yeah, probably would have.
But the premiership table, you know, anyway, that's a good win for Angaston.
Summerton, Cochrane, Schubert were best. Mitchell, Pilkington and obviously Charlie was third best for Central. The next game, the game you covered, Rick, which was Newry versus Tanunda at the beautiful Newry Oval. Newry 10-12-72. I actually watched this game on the live stream. Tanunda 4-12-56.
Well, I think you'd sum it up by saying excitement plus not.
Yeah, wasn't a real good game.
It was not a good game. And I kept sitting there thinking, I cannot believe the standard of this game. And
the oval looked beautiful, wasn't it?
The oval was perfect. Yeah. And the breeze, although unfortunately it was blowing straight at the grandstand where you advised me to be.
that's where I would have been.
Yeah, that's right. But it didn't really favour. But I've never seen, and it, I mean, in the end it started to rain and all those things.
A bit
but
of
in
drizzle
the first
in that, yeah.
Half, yep. I can't believe the substandard of ball handling. And it was,
as we've said, Rick, the standard has dropped off considerably.
Well, you're right on the money.
So for Newry, Bentley, Norton and Bentley, Jay Bentley best, Scott Bentley third best. Tanunda, I watched the game and no Thompson, Earl and Martin. I'm not too sure I watched the same game because...
Well, I mean, I know you made comment of that and not today prior to the show, but earlier you asked me who I thought was best for Tanunda. And I would have gone for Earl.
Earl was in and under.
He was hard at the ball.
Yep.
And then the rest you could have a rough. There was nothing very special. But what I actually have said in my summary of the game is that the problem that Tanunda have got above all, I mean, they're lacking talent, but they have got no forwards. They're a non-existent event. I mean, they've kicked 4 goals in this game, but they can't kick goals because there's no one to kick them.
That trainer they got from Bradley, trainer from, I think it's Bradley, one of the trainer boys, isn't it? There's triplets. And one of the boys from Barossa, he isn't good enough.
No.
He's not good enough. He's not big enough, and he can't take a big pack mark or anything like that.
They have got absolutely
And he's
no
their leading goal kicker this year.
And you see, the interesting thing is, and we won't analyse it for long, but the very opposite. Newry have got people like the Bentleys and co. And so at least you get the ball down there. There's a chance you can kick it through the big ones. Whereas Tanunda, unless Sammy Calhoun's having a rest down there, they've got no chance.
You're right. You're spot on.
Did you say that again? Just for the listeners?
You were almost right. The next game, Rick. Kapunda, 0-3. Gawler South, 32 goals, 16, 208. For Kapunda, Ryan, Mudge and Wootke, best three. For South, White, Arnold and Whitwa. And goal kickers for Kapunda, Rick, you can read them out.
None. But listen,
that is a joke.
Can I just, how could, when you've kicked three goals for an entire game, how could you have the courage to nominate any
3 points?
Any best, or 3 points, yeah. How could you nominate anyone as a best player? I mean,
honestly,
it's all relative. I mean, it won't happen. It will not happen. But I was speaking to Peter Gahardi at the Newry game. The only answer to one of the major problems of standard is amalgamation. It won't happen, but the logic is Freeling and Kapunda should amalgamate. End of story.
Mm.
That would get rid of the bye, and you might get a vague competitive side. I mean, that's schoolboy stuff. 32 goals to 3 points.
I've been associated with the Bros and Light for 50 odd years of.
You're not that old, are you, Phil? As a junior, 5 year old, gone.
But anyhow, I've never seen an A grade score like that in all the years that, you know, there's been some hidings, but not 32 goals to 3 behinds. I'm sorry, that's. Yeah, there was even half time, apparently. One of the guys said to the scoreboard and the timekeepers attendant at Kapunda, is our side of the scoreboard not working? I thought that's a good comment.
That is
I like that.
That is
they had a bit of a giggle. Is our side not working or something? Because it's an electronic one. I thought that's a ripper. So I'll pay that.
There's something got to be done. The standard, you said it weeks ago, standard overall has slipped, but the gap is ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's only three sides. There's three sides and forget the rest.
Exactly.
Forget the rest.
Exactly.
Okay, round 16 this week, Rick, and we'll quickly do our tips as we go through.
Yep.
South and Newry, game of the round. Obviously, top versus second.
Well, it is top versus second. South by only about 10 goals.
Yeah, South will win comfortably. It's at South too, so.
Hang on, unless there's a tropical downpour.
There is rain coming apparently tomorrow, isn't it?
But I mean, technically, we've been through all this. South have played Newry the last four times. I've only lost once, and that was in the wet in the grand final.
Ooh, the one they would have liked to have won. Next game, I might go and see this one, Rick. I'm debating whether to go here or to Gummaraka, but Tanunda versus Anguson at Tanunda.
Well, I will go Ango because after I saw Tanunda, they got no one to kick any goals. If Ango kicked more than five, Tanunda is shot.
I really don't know. I might go to Tanunda at home.
Oh,
one last chance.
Whiz. Okay.
One last chance. Tanunda at home.
I need all the tips I can get.
Yeah, these don't count, though.
No.
Central and Freeling be a cracker, won't it?
It will be. It's at
nil
home.
Draw.
Oh, dear me.
Jeez.
I'll go Central.
I'm going Freeling, I reckon.
Oh, that's two different. Yep. Right.
Barossa and Williston?
Barossa by plenty.
Barossa for me.
And listen, I've got a tip for you.
What?
Kapunda will not lose this week.
No, I'm going to pick the bye.
That's right.
You beat me to it. I'm picking the bye.
Sorry, they could still lose. You're right.
All righty. That's the Barossa Light and Gawler. But, very disappointing round.
Oh.
Lots of some big blowouts there again, as we've said all year. So, anyway, AFL, Rick. Collingwood and Brisbane. Be a good game.
It is. It's
few injuries hit Collingwood.
Well, they have. The big problem is, and you know, if they're fair dinkum and want to try and win a grand final, they've got to do it. But Brisbane away from home are very poor.
Win.
Very poor.
Like the Crows.
Exactly. So on those grounds, even though I think on paper Brisbane look better.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going Collingwood.
Same here. And I went Collingwood by 20.
All right. I've gone 13.
13?
Yeah.
Okay. Richmond and North Melbourne?
Richmond.
Richmond for me. Gold Coast, new coach, 5-year deal. Hardwick.
Yes, I saw that.
Be nice, wouldn't it? 5 years up on the Gold Coast, just edging into retirement.
Well, the challenge he's got is, can he do something that no one else has done? How do you get a football team?
I reckon their list is so good.
Yeah, well,
young kids.
There's no culture.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Oh,
and
can
that's
he build it?
I mean, well, that's the thing. I mean, at least when he went to Richmond, and, you know, he had a pretty ordinary start at Richmond, but at least they had a background, a history, and no one's been able to establish anything at the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yep.
Good luck to him.
So Gold Coast and Carlton.
Carlton.
Carlton, for me, rare form, aren't they?
Oh, they look all right.
And you know what they're discussing is that Mackay, if he when he comes back, that he won't get in.
Well,
they reckon they're better without him.
You may laugh at this. I wouldn't be, with the evenness of the competition, Carlton for premiers.
Oof.
Oh, do you hear that? You've heard that
wow.
first.
Wow. Not out of my lips.
You've heard that first on Sports Central.
Okay,
hey,
the next.
Vossie, the best coach.
Oh, no, we got rid of him, didn't we? GWS versus Essendon.
GWS.
Yeah, I was a bit unimpressed with GWS on the on Sunday night. It looked very ordinary, but I think they'll get up over Essendon.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, and sport is fickle. It you're right, but it really looked as though, and I hate the phrase because the producer always says, don't they both come to play? But it really did look as though GWS hadn't come to play.
No, they're just sort of running through the motions.
Yeah, exactly. And they had a fair bit to play for.
I know.
Anyway.
Next game, St Kilda and Geelong. Interesting game.
Well, I keep having no faith in St Kilda.
So do I.
And they keep winning.
I can't tip them. I didn't tip them last week. Can't tip them this week.
No, but I'm tipping Geelong.
Same here. Yeah, something tells me Geelong.
But Geelong aren't the side they were.
No. Hawkins apparently coming, could be back this week.
Yeah, so they've got to get the ball down there first.
Yeah, good point. Crows and Sydney, match of the round. Loser is totally gone. The winner's half a chance still.
Yeah, well, to be honest, and it's not anything I've actually said on the show a few times, that I've been quite impressed with the way the Crows have gone about their business this year. I just think Sydney. I'm going for Sydney.
Sydney?
Yep.
I'm going the Crows at home. You got 50,000 spectators, I better call them.
Yeah,
right here.
I can remember back in the good old days when Port played Sydney in a preliminary final, and Adam Goods had won the game alone on the Adelaide Oval at halftime. And I think Sydney, I think they're a better chance if they make the eight to do something. Mm-hmm. However,
it's a good side. Yeah, good side. Yeah. Bulldogs, another team that's let me down.
What?
Versus West Coast. They've got to win this one, don't they?
They could not lose this one.
Hey.
Talk about throwing away opportunities.
Oh.
And they've got so many good players.
I know, Ugel, he plays when he wants to, doesn't he?
Well, there's a few of them a bit like
and
that.
And Norton's a bit the same, isn't he?
I know, but potentially they're awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, both Bulldogs. Melbourne and Hawthorn. Hawthorn, the surprise packet.
Well,
the big world beaters at the moment.
And what's more, people have made comment about the change in coaching and all that, but they are on the right track.
Yeah, good.
They've got a team of kids,
yep,
and they're going in the right direction. I don't think they'll win this weekend.
Neither.
However, be careful of them next year.
Melbourne a bit.
Melbourne are all over the place. Hawthorn will be the dark horses next year.
I reckon they might even slip in the eight.
I think they will next year. Yep.
Frio versus Port over in the west.
Well, logic would say, in the past, that you go across the Nullarbor and you're in strife. I just think that Port now have got the incentive. Having said that, it's funny, isn't it? They were unbeatable when they were 13-0. Then they lost four in a row and they couldn't beat the blind school. Now they win one game against GWS and now they're
back.
Premiers.
Yeah, Kenny signed for a couple of years.
Well, has he?
I believe it's today, signing up.
A bit unfortunate.
And Carr to take over in 2 years. So.
Yeah, the sooner the better. I'm going to go Port without any great confidence.
Yeah, I'm going Port. Port for me.
With confidence?
With confidence, right. Yeah, over there. I think we can... Freo are that side that... Are they going to come to play or are they not?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, we've had a heap of... quickly, Rick, I don't know, should I go through the whole lot?
No.
Heap of retirements.
No.
Cochin and Tarrant.
No,
and Revolt today.
All right. Well, he should have
Yeah,
been.
Revolt. Yeah. We know Buddy and... Sloan's gone for another year.
Yes, I have.
One more year.
Yeah.
Other than that, we won't go through the whole... Tommy Jonas has got to go.
Oh, cannot play.
He's lost. He's gone. He's gone on the legs.
Yep.
Chaddy Wingard will be another one, I think, that you'll see. He's done Achilles, so 12 months.
Anyway, let's get on to something that's a joy and a beautiful thing forever.
What, Kenny signed for 2 years?
The Matildas.
Oh, I thought it meant Kenny. We're going to talk about Kenny.
What has this World Cup done for women's sport? Every young girl is inspired. It's the world game. It's AFL, rugby league. We love them all, but they're not world games. They're not played in every country. To get into the last 32 is big enough. To get into the last four, as we record this, who knows? After tonight, we might be in the final.
Yes. And, no, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just been an incredible spectacle.
It is. Selling everything. Oh. The beanies, the scarves, the jackets.
Yeah.
They sold out everything.
And the other thing is that we won't go into it right now because we're going to finish up nudging time. But it is out television-wise... And streaming-wise, it has killed everything.
Mm.
AFL Grand Final, Rugby League Grand Final. There's far more people tuned in.
Did you hear that it was Nixie and Agan? They watched it on their phone before the press conference the other day.
Yeah.
They said, no, hold that off. We're watching this.
Yeah.
The end of the soccer.
And it's you know, you might think those who are a little bit narrow might say, oh, it's only women watching women. It's not.
No.
I didn't see it, but the producer said that they panned up into, you know, the members of whichever game she was watching.
Yep.
And all the
guys
were watching the soccer rather than the footy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I watched it last night. They showed it on AFL 360 there that... there's so much interest in it.
It's
see them hold their press conference off, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I said, no, they can wait. Yeah. We're watching the end of the soccer.
And it is an inspiration. It's the very thing, and I love my netball, and let's quickly mention the Australians are the world champions and take nothing away. That's a great achievement. But there's only about 10...
Yeah, real good sides in there.
Basically British Empire-type nations that play the game. Whereas kids, these girls are running around with soccer balls, and it's a very good game for girls to play.
Yep.
And
they are athletes.
They are.
By
hell,
they're fit.
They
look, those girls.
They have a slightly different body shape to the AFLW. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Tex Perkins is as fit as a fiddle this year, I reckon.
You can't say that.
Well, I said she's getting fit this year. First time ever.
Anyway, it is. They are total athletes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They are.
So, with that, and we'll wait to hear from the lawyers, from Texas. Lawyers, never mind. Anyway.
She's at Macca's.
Did you hear that at the club's annual talent quest, all the batsmen got together as a band? The opening batsman said, well, don't bother with me. I wouldn't know a trumpet from a trombone. The captain said, that's all right. We don't have a string section.
Those crickets aren't very bright, are they? You can always tell a cricket, but you can't tell them much. I know, it's a school teacher, isn't it?
Well, Phil, it's great to hear you back in good health.
Good to be back.
Humour.
Good
and all
to
that.
Be back.
And hopefully we'll be on a regular basis again. Or maybe we should look at recording from intensive care unit or something. Anyway, until next week or next whenever, this is Rick.
This is Phil.